Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told a Senate committee today that restaurants need grant money, not loans, to stay afloat during the pandemic. The industry has been crushed this year, but one restaurant in New York City is trying to find a way to make it safer to dine out. City Winery has just started a rapid COVID testing pilot program. Everyone, employees and customers, will have to get a negative test before they can enter. Joining us by Skype is City Winery founder and CEO Michael Dorf. Michael, welcome.
Hi, nice to be here.
Tell me how this will work. When and how do you get a test so that you're allowed into the restaurant?
Well, luckily we opened up a big new flagship location, so we have more space to work with, including an intermediary room, which is actually our functioning winery, but it's in between the entrance and the restaurant and music venue. And so we're able to use that as a staging area to test people. And if you have a negative test, you're able to then enter the rest of the facility and restaurant. It's a 10 to 12 minute wait while the results come in. While you're waiting, we let you drink a glass of City Winery Bubbles. We felt Bubbles was a very appropriate beverage for the wait because, in fact, what we're trying to do is create a safe hospitality bubble, and we're still doing every other protocol that we need to do for indoor dining, including mask wearing. Our spacing of tables are still 6 to 8 feet apart. This is just an added incremental step to just make the experience as safe as possible.
I know you did this last week. How has it gone so far? Did anyone test positive?
We had, between the two nights, over 400 people, and with only one exception was a staff member on the second day, but everybody was negative.
Well, that's good news. Now, people in New York City are used to dropping a fair amount of money when they go out for a nice dinner, but this test will cost $50 per person, so if you're a couple, that's going to increase your night out by about $100. Not cheap. Did you consider the pricing?
Yeah, it's, first of all, it's costing us about $65 per test. And so we're losing money doing this. It's not cheap right now, and we're hoping that the pricing comes down. But right now, we have to pass on most of the cost to the customer. And remember, the 40 or 50 employees that we have every night, that $50 we're spending ourselves. So we're lucky in one sense that we have a very large indoor capacity. We have 1,000 capacity new music venue. So we have the scale to sort of do this in a way that we can eat the cost of staffing. But if it's a smaller restaurant, this is a hard nut to swallow right now. But it is the next stage. I think we're really looking at a bridge to the vaccine.
One of the reasons this is interesting to me is because airlines have been floating this idea of testing people before they come on board. And both of your industries have been just crushed by the virus. If it works, like, how much of a difference do you think it could make for you and for your staff?
You know, the economic side is tough. I mean, as we were saying, it's unfortunate that this is going to cost more money, and therefore people who can't afford it, you won't be doing that. If cost of travel and cost of dining out goes up, it starts to make a separation between those who are the haves and have-nots. And that certainly is unfortunate. But our approach, while it certainly is going to those who can afford it, might allow us to keep operations going.
How tough has it been for you over the past 7-8 months economically? I mean, did you ever consider shutting down too?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a survivor and going to keep pushing hard. I mean, in February, we had 1,400 employees. By April, we were down to 75. So, I mean, this has been an absolute disaster for a lot of people. You know, once the summer rolled around and we were able to do some outdoor dining, but it's still pretty bad. And, you know, the main piece of our business is putting on live concerts, and that we still haven't been able to do.
So I heard you say this is a bridge to a vaccine. Do you ever find yourself just daydreaming what New York City will be like once the vibrancy returns?
No, I have to say I've got a harsh a harsh toke of the reality juice these days. We're only halfway through it. There's at least light at the end of the tunnel, which allows us to plan how much money are we going to lose every month, and therefore how much do we need to get through to the other side. That's much more positive than it was a month ago.
Michael Dorf, founder and CEO of City Winery, on a new rapid test pilot program that his customers and staff are taking before they're allowed inside. Thank you so much, and best of luck to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.